Friends, this is Simarjeet back with the Ask SJS series, wherein you send in your questions and me and my team, we do our very best to answer them. The answers are available on YouTube and other social media platforms. So make sure that if you sent in your question that you have subscribed to the YouTube channel and that you're connected with us on the Facebook page and LinkedIn and other mediums. And let's, without much further ado, let's move forward to today's question, which is coming from Ram Prasad, and it is about how to find mentors and
First of all, I would like to tell to you, thank you, sir, for providing the wonderful, amazing opportunity. Myself, I'm Ram Prasad. My question is, how to find a master? We know that, sir, we want to learn any other skill. There are two options available. One is with the help of the master guidance. Another one is self-learning. I know that the significance about the with the help of the master learning, because master will teach you, this is the lesson you can learn it. Then after that, I practice it, I make any mistake, master will tell to me, this is your mistake, next time you correct it. It will tell about the significance about the master. In not only any skill, sir, you want to learn it with the help of the master, you are improved very well, effectively. Then another option is self-learning. My question is, how to find the master? This is my question, how to find the master? Then another one, my problem is, suppose I am not able to find the master, then how should I learn the skill? Maybe the self-learning, I ask about the self-learning, how to do self-learning effectively. Again, once more, I tell about my question, how to find the master, number one question. Number two question, suppose I am not able to getting the master, how to learn any skill effectively with your self-learning? This is my question, sir.
Oh, great job. Great questions there. First of all, how to find a master or a mentor who certainly will speed up your learning process, who certainly will help you gain more skills. But at the same time, his second question is, if I don't find a master or a mentor who can spare the time to teach me the trade or the insider's secrets of how something works, what if I don't find a master or a mentor? How do I go about self-learning? So I do feel that, Ram Prasad, you've been influenced a lot by this book, Mastery by Robert Greene, and I highly recommend this to everybody who's watching right now. Robert Greene has been one of my favorite authors for his very well-researched books, written in sort of the narrative is very catchy. There's so many stories, historical stories, and every chapter is like a little book unto itself. Mastery is all about attaining that specific, that stage where you reach, where you feel that you're fully confident, you've mastered your domain, although you never end up in a position where you think you've reached 100% of your full potential. There's always more to achieve. But wonderful book with a lot of interesting anecdotes about how people in different fields of life, right from Leonardo da Vinci to others, were able to achieve mastery. And it talks a lot about apprenticeship and mentorship and finding a master. And I think which makes perfect sense, specifically some of the chapters devoted here called The Alchemy of Knowledge, Keys to Mastery, The Importance of Humility, The Value of Mentors, The Mentor-Protege Dynamic, Learning as Alchemy, Interpretation of Michael Faraday, Alexander the Great, The Value of Personal Interaction, etc., etc. So two things. Number one, and I perfectly agree with the fact that once you find a master or find a mentor who can train you, it speeds up your process. You can avoid so many mistakes, and is just very helpful in gaining any new skill and in establishing your own credentials and whatever that you're trying to do. In order to do that, so how do you find a master? Let's watch a video of Steve Jobs, where he's recollecting when he was, so let me clarify before I play the video. You don't find one master who teaches you everything, right? Gone are the days. So what I would suggest to you is absorb multiple influences. Be open to multiple influences. You come across a roadblock and you think of the best people who can help you cross that roadblock. You are facing inner doubt or you are struggling with something, find out the best people who can help you do that. You have a vision of the future, you see yourself doing this in the future, find out people who are already there. And therefore, I'm of the opinion that instead of just finding one person and trying to find out all the answers from this one individual who might be very busy in what he's doing, or he or she might not have enough time to assist you with everything. Absorb multiple influences for different parts of the game. Find out different star players who can help you maximize your game. So Steve Jobs is recollecting an incident here in this video where he was only 12 years old and he looked up the number of Bill Hewitt from Hewlett-Packard Computers and called him to ask for something. And I think there's a very profound lesson here in this particular.
First of all,
now, I've actually always found something to be very true, which is most people don't get those experiences because they never ask. I've never found anybody that didn't want to help me if I asked them for help. I always call them up. I called up, this will date me, but I called up Bill Hewlett when I was 12 years old, and he lived in Palo Alto. His number was still in the phone book. And he answered the phone himself. He said, yes? He said, hi, I'm Steve Jobs. I'm 12 years old. I'm a student in high school, and I want to build a frequency counter. And I was wondering if you had any spare parts I could have. And he laughed, and he gave me the spare parts to build this frequency counter, and he gave me a job that summer in Hewlett-Packard, working on the assembly line, putting nuts and bolts together on frequency counters. He got me a job in the place that built them. And I was in heaven. And I've never found anyone who said no or hung up the phone when I called. I just asked. And when people ask me, I try to be as responsive, you know, to pay that debt of gratitude back. Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act. And you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn, you know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
Well, I think I hope you found your answer there, Ramprasad, and in finding the right mentor, finding masters, ask, ask, ask. Jack Canfield, who's trained the trainer program I attended in 2016 in Scottsdale, Arizona, and he has this, one of his success principles is ask, ask, ask. Jack says become an ask-hole, which means once you know that this particular person can assist me, or this is a problem that I'm struggling with, and these category of people can assist me, go out there and ask, and do not be afraid of rejection. Don't take rejection personally. You will find that one person who's willing to say, yes, of course, I can assist you with that. And here, this is where I would suggest to young people when they're seeking mentors, mentorship is be clear about what solutions that you're asking. Time is a precious commodity for everybody involved in a mentorship-mentee relationship. So be very clear about what is the problem that you're struggling with. Be clear, be concise, be brief so that you can get the specific answers that you're seeking. Don't walk into that situation all confused, all over the place. Do not waste the other person's time. What I mean is do your homework. Once you do get that opportunity to have a time slot or a Zoom interview or a phone call with that person, have your questions ready so you can get crisp, precise answers, and then understand maybe one person might not be able to assist you with everything. You might have one person who can help you with public speaking skills, but another who can help you with digital marketing skills, and you might not find the same individual who can help you do both. So there you go. That's where you need to put in your research to find out, I'm struggling with this issue right now, so that self-internal work will come in handy, and this is the sort of person who can assist me. Now, the second individual that can assist you, the second place or that you can find a great master is within. So spend time in meditation also. Spend time every day in meditation. Spend time in self-reflection. I'm not saying spend time in self-pity or self-criticism. A lot of the time when we are doing self-analysis, people are usually beating themselves up. Oh, you're not good at that, or you should have done that, or you didn't do this right, or you didn't do that right. And that is not self-analysis. That is called beating yourself up, and that's not healthy at all. I want this exercise to boost your self-esteem. I want you to recognize yourself for what you've done well, to pat yourself on the back. And I want you to be your own coach and to understand that, hey, next time I'm going to deal with the situation differently. Spend time alone every day. It's really important. If you want to talk to the master inside you, push yourself outside the comfort zone every day. Take a risk. Do something that you haven't done before. And that by virtue of pushing yourself outside the comfort zone, you're going to learn something new, you're going to have a new experience, and you will get a step closer to mastery. And as I said earlier, I think this is worth repeating, keep absorbing multiple influences. You could have a virtual mentor, you've never met him in person, and that person's body of work might have impacted you in a major way. Dr. Wayne Dyer's teachings have impacted me a lot. I've never had the opportunity of meeting Dr. Wayne Dyer. Sadly, he passed away a couple of years back. And nevertheless, his work has had a major impact on my outlook towards life. And all of his books and his seminars and his audios, the movie, The Shift, in fact, all of these things came at just the right time for me. So you might never ever meet your mentor. They might be in a virtual, it might be a virtual relationship, but hey, you know, be open to absorbing multiple influences. I'll leave you with I'll leave you with a quote by Shel Silverstein on The Voice Inside You, and then a couple of paragraphs from Edgar Albert Gester's poem, which is titled Things That Haven't Been Done Before, just to give you a little boost that ultimately, in the end, you're going to be covering this distance all by yourself. Other people can guide you, perhaps show you the guide map they followed, but your life, your challenges are unique to you, so you will have to figure out the way forward, my friend, and do not rely upon a master to walk your distance for you. Do not rely on a mentor to do the hard work for you. Those things you'll need to do yourself. Just like you go into you might be going to the most expensive gym in the city, you might hire the most expensive trainer that you can, that money can afford in your city, but you will have to lift the weights yourself, all right? You will have to lift the weight yourself and you'll have to sweat. That's the bottom line. So a mentor cannot do that for you. Listen to these words carefully. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I feel that this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I feel that this is right for me. I know this is wrong. So there's this internal GPS system. This little short poem is written by Shel Silverstein. So there's this internal GPS system that will keep telling you, this is not your way. This is not your purpose. This is not in harmony with your higher self. So stop doing it. There is a voice inside of you that whispers all day long. I know that this is right for me. I know that this is wrong. No teacher, preacher, parent, or friend. No teacher, preacher, parent, or friend, or wise man can decide for you what's right for you. Just listen to the voice inside. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside of you. No teacher, preacher, parent, friend, or wise man can decide what's right for you. Just listen to the voice that speaks inside of you. Okay? So I hope that gives you some inspiration to tune into to your internal conversations, internal guidance to your internal GPS system, which will give you a boost of self-confidence when you're on the right path. And it will make you feel not so good when you're off track. It'll tell you, hey, you know, I didn't feel good with what you did yesterday, or that's not you. So that internal GPS system is already built in. All we got to do is just tune into that frequency. And before I go, Edgar Albert Guest, The People's Poet. This poem is titled Things That Haven't Been Done Before. Beautiful. I'll just read two paragraphs from it for you, Ram Prasad, especially for you and for everybody else who's watching. The things that haven't been done before, those are the things to try. The things that haven't been done before, those are the things to try. Columbus dreamed of an unknown shore at the rim of the far-flung sky. And his heart was bold. And his heart was bold and his faith was strong as he ventured into dangers new, and he paid no heed to the jeering throng or the fears of the doubting crew. The things that haven't been done before are the tasks worthwhile today. The things that haven't been done before are the tasks worthwhile today. Are you one of the flock that follows? Are you one of the flock that follows, or are you one that shall lead the way? Are you one of the flock that follows, or are you the one that shall lead the way? Are you one of the timid souls that quail at jeers of a doubting crew? Or dare you? Or dare you, whether you win or fail, strike out for a goal that's new? Or dare you, whether you win or fail, strike out for a goal That's new. Edgar Albert Guest. So when you're striking out for goals that are new, you don't have guide maps. There is not much mentorship available. People can share with you their journey, but your journey is yours to unfold. And that, I think I'm reminded of this powerful Sufi quote by Rumi, who said, Rumi said this beautifully, do not be influenced by the stories that come before you. Do not be influenced by the stories that come before you. Unfold your own myth. Unfold your own myth. So, yes, the stories before us will help us in many ways. They'll inspire us. They'll guide us. They'll tell us what's the right thing to do, what's not the right thing to do. There'll be a lot to learn. But in the end, my friend, you'll have to unfold your own myth. Be bold enough to do that. Be bold enough to walk into the unknown. Thank you for asking this beautiful question. Take care. Bye-bye.